Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
85, the Sports Hub. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we've all made it to Friday. That's a good sign. How you doing, Zoe?
Doing good. How you
Dan
doing?
Shaughnessy is with us in our Town Fair Tire Studios.
Fridays always feel different, right? A little more pep in the step. Like the weekends here, even though it's still work
get
week.
Get there.
Let's get there.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Beetle. Hi, Zoe.
What's up, bud?
How you doing?
Yeah. A little odd having you in on a Friday.
I gotta say, it's weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah, I don't care.
Weird, yeah. Very weird. Very, very weird.
Well, it's good to see you all again.
Turn temperature down, please. It's hot in here.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I forgot to do it.
We'll turn it down. We'll get that it's climate control for you. All right, we're off and running. Let's do this. Let's get to some thoughts.
Thoughts.
All over the place. An opening thoughts type of day.
Well,
what do you think?
Agenda-free fact.
Yeah, I don't know that I would rip that off directly, but we'll do it in the same
Because we don't
vein.
Have an agenda. And we usually have free thoughts.
Well, you're supposed to have an agenda.
I understand sort of that, the point but I don't of doing have an agenda against anybody.
What's your agenda? You're supposed to have an agenda.
Free thoughts. Free thoughts. And they're here. We do this for free. You can turn the radio on and listen to us for free.
Yeah, what do you want to start? No.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, here we go.
What's up, Murray? How's your ride in? Oh, a long one today. Shocking. I had to go through the tunnel.
All right, so what do you got?
Okay. I thought that was a fantastic football game last night. Thursday night football has been lights out since the start of the year. Now, there's going to be some bad games. But Russ Wilson right now, and how he has willed his team to victory. He's healthy right now. The way Seattle has built it, we talk about it in this league. Teams that sort of figure things out. We look at coaching and the good coach teams. Team like Seattle, Pete Carroll. We like Pete, right? We think he's like the second best coach in the NFL. Bill Belichick's by far is number one. You could debate who's number two, but I really think Pete's there too. They've rebuilt that defense. They've gotten rid of all the guys that they had to pay, the bona fide superstars, the Legion of Boom. This is Legion of Boom, too. Now, they're not as physical. I think they're more athletic. But same type of guys on offense. Plug in another tight end. This guy, Disley. Guys that are catching the ball for Russ Wilson. Russ is making plays all over the place with his legs. He's healthy. Right now, Seattle Seahawks are 4-1. That was a huge win for them last night because the Rams dropped their second game of the year. And maybe we're starting to figure out the Rams, Sean McVay, and his little robot quarterback that he has there. On a year through five games, with a record of 4-1, Russ Wilson is completing 73% of his passes for 1,409 yards, 12 touchdowns to no interceptions. He has a quarterback rating, which I don't really care about, and I've told you about quarterback ratings, of 128.4. He is by far at the quarter pole, and I know you hate that word, Beetle, but through four games, through 25%, even
because
more.
It's the incorrect they've usage
actually,
of the word.
Well, they've actually
that's,
played.
That's all.
I know it is. They've actually played five games. They get 10 days off till the next game. They got their mini bye. He is your bona fide runaway MVP right now.
All right. To that point, what is
and your, that's good for him.
Tell me your power rankings for the NFC.
Oh, for the NFC?
Because it's kind of a scramble over there. It's a better conference.
I think it's wide ass open now. Yeah. I really do. I mean, I'm not buying into what's going on in San Francisco. They've only played three games. And I really don't. They turned the football over. See, they're protecting football in Seattle. right now, why not put the Seattle Seahawks at number one? Rams dropped their second game. I think teams are starting to figure out what the Rams are doing on offense.
What are you saying about the Saints? They lost their quarterback.
Well, you got Brees. Like, if Teddy Bridgewater could string it together, everybody kind of forgot about the Saints.
Yeah.
They had the Saints elevated. Now, the year's a disaster because he's down. All of a sudden, maybe not so.
Yeah.
Dallas, I mean, we're looking at Dallas. They're going to be in here in a couple weeks. I don't think they can rush the quarterback like this team can. I mean, Seattle. I think Seattle's one, Dallas is two. Rams might be three now. You know, 3 weeks ago, everybody had the Rams number one.
Is Ken Norton still Pete's guy, the defensive coordinator?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was the guy.
Pete shuffled guys in and out of there.
The old
like,
thing.
Bevel's gone. I mean, see, that's the thing. Pete's cleared guys out of there, coaching and player-wise. But the one thing he's kept is his quarterback. And that guy got paid. And justifiably so. And now he's given it's dividends for them, man. He's the MVP right now.
12 TDs, no picks.
I mean, you can sit here and look at Mahomes' numbers, and he's always going to have flashy stuff, but this guy's carrying his team. So, that's my opening take.
I like that. He really came prepared.
Rams made a number of mistakes down the stretch last night.
Of course.
The Rams should have won the game.
Oh, how's their kicker?
Not just the kicker. They should have managed the clock better. They should have run the ball late. Oh. They should have done a lot of things differently in the stretch.
Well, when you got a quarterback standing to head coach, like, what do I do? You know, and it's just, you have some issues.
Yeah.
Hey, but Goff made some throws late in that game, too. I mean, the only reason he had a chance to set up there is that throw he had down the middle, which I thought was fantastic.
I also think Goff makes a lot of dangerous throws to the perimeter as well.
That
man.
You know what you're starting to see? And maybe it's something to look into, and Jim brought it up about Patricia and how he defended them last year when he was in Detroit. Detroit had an awful year. But something happened in that Rams game prior to the playoff start for them, and they weren't the same offense moving forward after that.
And my theory, Beetle, is that the team that loses to the Patriots in the Super Bowl is never the same for the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, it's not just teams that lose to the Patriots. Teams that lose the Super Bowl in general have a hard time sort of getting back to that spot.
The Patriots didn't.
Well, look at the fashion they lost it in, too, where you thought this is where
everything's falling out. That is true, Dan, but historically, teams that lose the Super Bowl have a hard time recovering from it.
I think it's a Patriot thing. They lose their will to live. I mean, look what happened.
It's not a Patriot thing. I can give you examples of teams that had hard seasons after losing against teams that were not the Patriots.
The Falcons lost their will to live.
But it is interesting
that
the Patriots have, in fact, killed franchises.
Killed.
They have.
Starting with Seattle. It's just now coming back from that. And then Atlanta. And now these guys.
The Patriots did kill the Falcons franchise.
They killed them. I mean, in that game, don't forget, they were young.
Also, I mean, the Patriots also, I think, absolutely slaughtered the Texans franchise for a time.
Oh, wow. That was and I think an annual.
They might be coming back to life.
Oh, no.
But they might be. They might be on their way back.
Oh, I can't wait for that week. We're going there. So we're going to Houston.
No, I know. I know. I'm not saying that they're, you know, a great team or anything, but they might be building again. But they did. They put them out of business for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just pantsed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, my opening thought is on the other game that was going on last night. I was flipping between the two until the hockey game came to an end, and then I focused solely on the end of that football game.
Do you like that Cisco logo up in the top right corner? Like, what the scritchy scratch thing?
No, it's for the hearing aid, the Miracle Ear.
What the hell is
the Miracle
that?
Ear is what you got, the new Nesson logo.
Or it's like the United Air Force.
The Bruins get a win last night, 2-1, on the road, starting the season in Dallas. And Tuukka Rask, he looked fabulous out of the gate. There should be no concerns about the goalie. Maybe the short offseason helped Tuukka Rask because he picked right up like there was no offseason. Like, I'm ready to go. He looked great. And so I have no concerns about Tuukka Rask after one game. Granted, it's one game. Sample size is very small. He's not even going to play the next one. They're going to have Halak. They're going to manage the workload again for Tuukka Rask.
Same damn thing as last year.
They're going to do the same thing they did a year ago.
Good.
And so I heard him talking the other day about managing the workload, and he said, you know, it's really about, you know, by the time you get to the end of the year, and that I'm not overly concerned about how they break this up. They can let Halak play as many games they want him to play.
Yeah.
You know, it's about sort of ramping up and getting ready for the postseason run and getting ready for playoffs where you got to play every game. Fine. Great. But he looked great last night. He was a big part of that win for the Bruins. And that makes me feel better about the start. I thought the Bruins looked good last night. And as far as the point that Jim made yesterday that they're going to need the young players to get better, the young players going to continue to need to contribute to this team, I thought Charlie Coyle had a good game.
Did you hear the stuff?
Charlie Coyle is going to, if he's not already, fast become a fan favorite in this town.
Like, we didn't do any rankings.
And he's from Weymouth, in case you didn't know.
Of course. But we didn't do any of that power ranking stuff, you know, prior to the start of the year and where your team's thought or where you think teams
are going to finish.
You know, Felger Maz did a lot of this yesterday at the start of the show, that a lot of people have the Bruins ranked number two, right behind Tampa, as far as power rankings to start the year. Like, we thought they're going to, you know, I don't, not slide back, but did we know that they were that highly ranked? Did you anticipate them to have to be that type of favorite?
No,
I didn't either.
I didn't.
Like TSN number two, Yahoo had
number
two.
They're getting more love.
ESPN, yeah, they're getting more. Exactly, they're getting more respect to talk about.
They are. So maybe we're dead wrong. Maybe I'm dead wrong.
But
I don't have them that high.
But you're in a city where you lose, and it's kind of you get away from it. You want to get away from it. Patriots lose the Super Bowl. You won't talk about it.
I think in Vegas they're like top four in Vegas.
Well, no, like I'm like number two, Dan.
Yeah, across but the consistently board. In everybody's top four in Vegas.
Maybe
I
four.
Mean, what happened to this team at the end of last year should really motivate them and piss them off, and it should drive them. I mean, it should be. It's still fresh in their mind, isn't it?
You got by a team that in St. Louis like 3, 4, 5 in most polls. Like, jeez, you lost to that team. On paper, you're a better team.
And if they want to use any of the local guys not believing in them to get back to that point, so be it.
Let's go, DJ.
Because I don't. I still don't, Dan. I feel better about them after a great game last night, but I still don't buy it. I'm still not buying that they're getting back to the cup final.
Well, their schedule's wicked in the first month, too.
It is a hard schedule, and I just think other teams got better. And I don't see, you know, what are the odds that Tampa chokes it away 2 years in a row?
Nobody ever thought they were better than Tampa.
No.
As great as it was.
And I don't believe they're better than Tampa now.
Yeah.
Mm. It sucks opening on the road, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that really because the Garden's not ready for them?
I haven't heard that. Is that true?
Yeah, they've done all the work over there.
Schedule had to be done long.
No, they got those chairs in. They got those 4-inch legroom seats in.
Yeah, the concerts are going on.
You're better off going on JetBlue. You get like 18 inches of legroom on JetBlue or whatever it is.
You have a
34 inches. Well, I don't know. What's JetBlue's legroom?
Doesn't matter. You have a better experience on Spirit. You can't even put those seats back. Everybody just sit down. Get in line.
Up to 38 inches of legroom on JetBlue. You get 4 inches at the Garden.
Always buy extra.
You're better off taking a flight to Dallas and watching the game there.
What are you getting in the blue seats at Fenway? Up behind home plate there.
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Worse.
You couldn't sit there.
I did.
I saw Bill Walton sit there once. Oh, my God. He had to stand the whole game. And no one could see.
All right. 617-779-0985. Dan, did you have a leadoff thought you wanted to get to today?
Beetle, I'm glad you asked that.
Good. First of all, hang tight. You're gonna get it from me next.
Learn the tease system.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it related to?
Baseball.
A baseball thought from Shaughnessy. Yes. Also, Shaughnessy's going to clarify what Zoe told us about not being able to get the game in Cleveland that time.
Correct.
Shaughnessy has a better memory than Zoe. He remembers what game they couldn't get on TV. So Shaughnessy's got a baseball thought that he's going to get to.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
What's up? Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Take a look at my life, it's so nice.
Zoe's room in Ohio did not get the baseball game. All right, so what's the story, Dan, quickly, on the hotel room in Ohio?
So, yeah, there was when Brady's comeback game against the Browns.
It was week 5.
It was the weekend, and the Red Sox were playing the Tribe.
Sort of like this week, this weekend matchup.
2016, I guess, 16, 17. And David Price, I remember, had a horrible outing, but the Sox were playing the Tribe in the playoffs, and we were trying to get the other series. I forget it was the Yankees. Who was involved in the other two games.
So it was not the Red Sox.
It was not
game.
No, the Red Sox game. You know, I was going to Indians ballpark to watch the Red Sox game, but when we were not watching, we wanted to know what was going on in the other series. We couldn't find the baseball because at that time, I believe it was either MLB or FS1, which I truly hate. Which in most hotels at that time you could not get. So baseball, we were not able to watch the other series, which is, you know, what you want to see when you're watching a series. So that was what we were doing. in search of that in Cleveland.
Oh, we were in search of it. I remember. Yeah, Bob, too. Bob was looking, too.
Yeah, in hotels in FS1, Beetle claims it's better now.
But, it is. It is. Yeah, it's definitely better. Yeah,
they have it on with the packages. Even they carry, I think, more ESPN packages.
It was a struggle. Oof. And there should never be no ability to get the game, a playoff game. It's ridiculous. Zoe was correct about that.
It should be on network TV. Like, it really
very
should.
Very bad. Yeah, it's very bad.
Divisional round.
There was about a 10-year period where hotels went to HD TVs that were just hooked up to standard def cable.
How bad is that?
Just the worst.
Yeah.
And some of those hotels still exist where you're like, well, what are we doing here? What are we doing? You bought this TV and you're still hooking it up to your crappy cable. Bad hotel.
But nice hotel.
That's when you know you're in a bad hotel.
So they should give you their game, but Fox has the rights to the postseason, right? They're doing wrestling tonight instead of baseball. So they should give you the games, but they have the option of giving you the games, and they're not giving you the games.
What are they giving you?
There's a game on FS1.
Whoa.
The Astros are on FS1 at 2 in the afternoon.
Doesn't one of the wrestling franchises
move? Studio Wrestling?
SmackDown, I think.
Shut
one of them moved to Fox, and tonight's the debut.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, big deal. Okay. All right, Dan, what's your baseball
thought? Baseball take is, I don't know what you guys have been saying about Mookie Betts, and it's been a week since.
I've been saying, I can sum it up in 10 seconds. The Red Sox should not trade him, and we should not be accepting of the Red Sox trading him.
Okay, and are you also accepting of they will let him play next year and then lose him?
Yes, that is an acceptable risk
that
you have to be willing to take. But you've got to make an effort.
Is that in play?
And make an earnest effort to sign him. Even if you let him get to the end of that year, you got to try and sign him.
It's messy over there right now. I was at the thing Friday night with the owners, you know, which was awkward in itself always. And one of the great moments in that press conference was when we asked, well, why didn't you do this when Dombrowski was fired? You know, and John turned to his PR guy and said, should I tell the truth?
Yeah.
It was like
bizarre.
It was a very odd remark.
What did you take from that?
And then it felt like from reading your comments and reading other people summarizing on Twitter that Sam Kennedy had to jump in quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
And cut him off.
Take the bullet.
And try and say something to stop John from talking.
So Sam's a new Larry. Yeah.
Sam stepped in and just took the bullet then and said, oh, that was my idea and the whole thing. We went on with that.
Oh, Jesus.
But yes, the takeaway, I guess mine's the same as yours, Beetle. Let Mookie Betts play here next year and play his ass off.
You think that's really in play?
Oh, well, I mean, I think that trading him, you're not going to get anything near where...
No, but he can walk and you get nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's in play. Yes. That's the likelihood. I believe that's the likelihood.
That's the thing that has the best chance to happen.
Yeah, you try to get a great year out of him in his walk year. You maximize that. You try and compete next year. You do that. You really try sincerely to sign him.
Oh, with Martinez opting out.
Domain.
But you'll get draft pick compensation if he leaves.
And that's what it's going to be. That's how I see it playing
out.
And hope he has a hell of a year for you.
Well, that's something. I mean, if you're going to maybe get
a planet player.
When Manny Machado got traded, the Orioles got a top 100 prospect in that deal. They got one guy.
Yep.
And he hasn't panned out, by the way. The other four guys, they got five guys. So it's like, ooh, they got four prospects. Yeah, none of them have worked out, by the way. Yep. None of them are any good to this point. Maybe one of them hits. But you're basically trading him for lottery tickets.
Right.
That's what they are. None of them are sure bets. And the one guy that they did get that was a top 100 guy has not panned out either. So they might end up getting nothing from that deal.
Yep.
The Orioles may end up getting nothing of major league value for Manny Machado.
Yep.
And so you can't discount what a compensatory pick might be.
It's already too late to trade him. I'm in agreement with you on
that. Yes, it is. But, ship sailed. It's over.
That's it. You're not going to get anything near where value. So just let him play here. Let him play his ass off. Have a good year.
I thought it was they're going to work this hot stove season.
And not only that, Dan,
to attempt to make a trade.
You shouldn't be trying to trade this guy anyway.
Yeah.
A guy of this talent, you know, you shouldn't be trying to trade him. You should be trying to keep him. You should have him on your team. You should be paying him. You're the Boston Red Sox. If this were Aaron Judge in New York, would you be trying to trade him? Would it be acceptable for the New York Yankees to say, oh, we effed up and signed all these pitchers, and they all suck. So you know what? We're going to trade Aaron Judge now. Sorry, Yankee
that's
fans.
That's basically what we're getting
What
here.
The hell? No, that would not be okay.
That's what we're getting, basically.
That's what we're getting, and it seems like the whole town is like, yeah, well, it could be a can of reboot and get the rebuild started sooner. What? Well, I guess people really don't care about the Red Sox anymore. If we're all just now accepting of this. Oh, he hasn't connected with the fan base enough.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's messy over there, and it's going to be a messy offseason. The math doesn't work. They're trying to get down below 208, and
of course the math
they're trying
work.
To keep They have to keep those pitchers that they signed, and they JD and Betts. It doesn't. The math doesn't work. And we're going to compete at the same time.
And all of a sudden, John Henry wants to be in there with his spreadsheets, tracking every last dime that they spend. After 18 years, it's 18 years now.
Well, and again, the convenient notion of blaming Dombrowski when they, you know, John told us he was already.
John Henry could have stopped him dead in his tracks and said no.
He was disagreeing with Dombrowski the night they won the World Series, but then let him go and sign Sale and Eovaldi with no pushback.
Can you believe that he admitted to this timeline?
That is
not believable. How illogical that sounds and how bad he looks?
Yeah.
He's outing himself. He makes himself look bad when he says, we started disagreeing.
The night
of the World Series parade, we're sitting there disagreeing. So we disagree. We have conflicting views on the future and direction of the team.
And then look what Dave
Hutton
did.
So since that point, on the night of the World Series parade, I know that it wasn't going to work. You know, I knew at that point, that's what he claimed last week, that he knew at that point, oh, this isn't going to be good. The storm clouds are brewing at that point. This is not going to be good. This won't end well. So from that point forward, I let him sign Chris Sale to a contract. We fought about it. I caved in. And then we went to spring training, and I told everybody we should sign Dave Dombrowski to a contract extension this season.
All those things happened.
John, what the hell are you talking about?
It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why would you have done those things? If what you claim is true, if you're not lying to us, if you have your faculties still, John.
He does, of course.
Right, he does. As far as we know, he hasn't gone crazy.
Can you hear me?
Then why would you have known right after the World Series that this wasn't going to work out, that things were going to end badly with Dave Dombrowski, that you had fundamental disagreements about the future of the team, but then you let him sign Chris Sale against your objections, and then you publicly told everybody we should sign Dave Dombrowski to a contract extension. On the record, you told everybody that at the picnic table at spring training. This guy makes no sense.
We were there.
He makes no sense, Dan.
And you're leaving out Eovaldi, which happened before Christmas.
Because that's like small potatoes compared to Chris Sale.
A mere $68 million, 17
68,
years.
Yeah,
he won one game.
Whatever. Who needs that?
Yeah.
Small potatoes.
Had another surgery, won one game this year.
But no, let's trade Mookie Betts. Great idea, Red Sox. And by the way, the ticket prices are going up.
That was a blunder.
It's such small
money, and for the publicity, it was just a bad idea.
Ticket prices up.
Is it good to get out of the way right now instead of just before the receipts come at the end of the year?
I would have just left it. Don't do it.
Why even say it?
So small.
Why even say it?
So small money. Yeah.
617-779-0985. George in Texas has some thoughts on the Bruins today. George.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you guys think the fans in Carolina are awful. Come to Dallas and watch your game. Last night, the Stars drew a penalty. Bishop starts skating off of the extra attacker. The guy next to me in a Sagan sweater, of course, goes, what are you doing, Bishop? Get back in the net. I'm like, bud, relax. Delayed call. Extra attacker's like, oh, I don't know that rule. But anyway, I'm worried about the Bruins face-offs in the third period. And Chara looked really, really awful. What do you guys think?
Chara, I'm worried about Chara. Hardy, you've been a staunch Chara defender with me over the last year. We've both been in the pro Chara camp. I think we've got an uphill climb this year or another year into this. I value him being here. I value him being on the roster. I think he's at an age where his play is going to continue to decline.
No.
I think how you use him has to change a little bit.
It's got to change a little bit. They got to manage his minutes. I'm watching that game last night. The way these two teams both came out in the first game of the season, they're flying. This game is so freaking fast.
Doesn't it feel like it's getting faster?
It does.
Every season it gets a little bit faster.
Either that or we just haven't watched it for a few months, and you just forget how fast these guys are and how quickly the games move now.
That's adrenaline.
And how
night one.
But how fast the defensemen are. And that's what's changed in this game over the years.
They can all move the puck now. They can all move so quickly.
And I still say for Chara, part of his game is the fact he doesn't have to move that fast. He's got the reach. He's got the length. He doesn't have to be everywhere at once because he can cover just bigger sections of the ice without flying around like his hair is on fire. But it does look like a bit of a throwback with the way he moves and the way he plays the game. I'm not saying it's not valuable, but it requires some thinking and some management for the Bruins and how they're going to utilize him and make sure that he continues to contribute to this team and not ever become a liability. Because that would be the worst thing in the world. If they allow Chara to play, or if he, you know, he wills himself to play to the point where he really does become a liability on the ice. And he's not there. It, that's not it. There are people who argue it, and I think you're crazy to think that way, but they're going to have to be careful because this game moves really, really fast now. And he's got his game, and he's been very successful with it for a lot of years, but it's important that they don't let that get the best of him. I don't know what to say. You watched
it's
that game last night.
It's sort of a delicate situation, too, because he's so respected, as he should be.
Oh, and
he's got the respect of everybody in that room.
The whole
he's
team,
such
the whole,
a leader.
Yeah.
But there are going to be times where they're going to have to pare back his minutes.
This sounds like name-dropping, but I talked to Bobby Orr about this topic last spring.
Ooh.
And he was almost violent in his defense of Chara. And I know players take care of players. But, you know, and he represents players. He's got McAvoy. You know, he's got that agency. And
yeah.
He does not represent Chara
you think or he knows
have
he's
any
talking
interest
about, though?
In this. What's that?
You think he knows what he's talking about, though?
Yeah. Good one. So, and he just said... He said he's getting way too much abuse on the radio. He said it really makes me angry what they're doing to him on the radio. Because the whole spring, you know, it was like there was a lot of that. You know, and when Caballé was getting crushed, he was mad too, but that was his player.
Caballé sucked here.
But he
moving defenseman.
All due respect, Hardy, to the greatest star in Boston
sports
history.
That was his player. So in that case,
Bobby Orr.
He didn't like it. But he wanted me to put in there, he says, you got to go at these guys who are getting on Chara. He says, ask the people he plays against. Talk to those people and see what they think about him out in the ice. They don't want him out on the ice. They don't like playing against him. He said, go there and do that.
That's another point to it, you know, and I'm certainly not going to argue against Bobby Orr on that point, but that's something else you don't think about. He's still one of those guys. It's like the Marcus Smart factor. Marcus Smart might drive you nuts, and you might think he's a liability at times, but teams hate playing against him, and that's a value right there.
That's like an opinion from the Supreme Court right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bobby Orr said Chara is good. Done. 617-779-0985. That's over. We'll get to Hardy with the headlines. More with Dan Shaughnessy is coming up. We'll get to the football picks at 10:50.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Coyle keeps it in. Far circle, it's Richie. Shoots, he scores! Brett Richie, the former star, zips one in from the far circle, and the Bruins out to an early 1-0 lead. To the far side, swept up top, now Grizzly. Right circle, McAvoy. High slot, Grizzly. Far circle, Heinen. Shoots, he scores! Dan Heinen with a bullseye, short side, over Bishop's right shoulder. Power play goal, Bruins 2, Stars nothing.
Bruins looked good out of the gate last night in Dallas. TD Garden logo had the TD Bank logo had a save at one point floating, dancing across your screen. I like the new Nesson logo, Daniel.
Do they have a heat zone for the hockey? Was there a heat zone for the Bruins?
I didn't see if there was a Rodenheiser heat
Our
zone.
Our guy is great. Their guy sucks. I love that thing.
Oh, man.
The hell's that TD Bank
logo,
thing?
The TD Bank logo started dancing across the screen.
It's supposed to be on the glass behind the net.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It started moving.
It was there for a while.
It didn't.
Then it made a save and moved out for center ice.
It looks so natural there. It just looks so natural. At least shade the damn thing so it looks like it.
Remember when
someone anchor that thing down, pin it to the glass.
Beetle, you old enough? Remember one of the networks had they put a tail on the puck. It was like a comet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Fox.
Yeah, it was annoying as hell.
Yeah, back in the 90s,
everybody remembers that.
It was great. Why didn't
it was
that?
More recently.
That was almost as annoying as what was the thing called that used to explain everything on Fox?
Scooter?
Scooter!
Hi, I'm Scooter!
Scooter!
Fastball!
It was Scooter.
Al Leiter used to throw to it.
Scooter for baseball and the glowing puck on Fox. Of
course.
And the trail of the puck would change color depending on the velocity of, right. of yes. the shot.
Yeah. Lasers.
Because it was just kind of, it was blue when it was being passed around, but the shot, boom, be red vapor trail coming off that sumbitch.
Fox Tracks. That's what it was called. Fox Tracks. On Fox. That was fun. Oh, man. 617-779-0985. Let's get back to some of your calls. Dean is in New Hampshire. Hi, Dean.
Yes. Is Shaughnessy still there?
Yes.
Okay.
What's up, Dean?
Thing. I want to say something about the GM, the Red Sox, who they should get. I know that it's a stupid idea, but he said experience. Neil Huntington of Pirates.
Used to be with the Pirates, right.
Well, he still is, but... Okay. And he grew up in New Hampshire.
Well, there you go.
Well, it makes all sense in the world.
So he's still employed with Pittsburgh, is what you're saying. Is Neil Huntington in play for the Red Sox?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know that he actually fits the criterion. He's not really in the geek squad that I'm aware of.
He's more of a old school thinker?
It sounds like it. We just went down that path with Dave Dombrowski. I mean, I think Friedman's a good place to look.
Well, can't they find somebody from Vermont?
Like, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of local guys who went to local colleges, you know, and I think that, you know, at Tampa, Minnesota, you know, there's local guys.
Do you consider Connecticut?
Yeah.
Huntington's been there since 2007. Long time. Running the show.
Not a lot of success.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, they haven't been very good.
They've just fired their manager. I don't know what the status is, but they're not really relevant. I just don't think that's a place they're looking. It doesn't sound like what John is about at this stage. That's going to be interesting. Like,
wait, we got the welcome to Maine graphic. We that guy wasn't from Maine. He was from New Hampshire.
Same thing. What the hell's the difference? Really? Do you notice any difference?
He wasn't from Maine?
Those three states. You notice any difference? You got one and the other. One got better fireworks.
Let's go to Jim, who's in Connecticut on John Henry. Hey, Jim.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Jim. Hey!
How you doing?
Good, Jim.
Is John Henry has been as good an owner as you could have. He's put a lot of money into the team up until now, and I see a change in the last couple of years, though. As far as the Dombrowski goes, he raped the farm system, so I'm glad he's gone. But it's John Henry also owns a soccer team in England.
Yes.
And he may be trying to maximize his profits there, and he may be trying to get out of the Red Sox situation. He said that he wouldn't be here forever.
Okay.
Jim, it's a good question.
I don't think it's tied to the soccer team because the soccer team is actually doing really well over there. So I don't think it's about one versus the other. But
what else could he do, Dan?
This has been brought up, though. Is the team paring down payroll to possibly prepare for a sale in the next few years?
I think that owning the Red Sox is really fun. I mean, his wife is local. They do stuff here. And I think being owner of the Red Sox here, it's like when Bob Kraft was talking about going to Hartford. He didn't want to go to Hartford. He wanted to be the owner of the Boston, New England Patriots.
Yeah, but he didn't win the way this guy's won. Like, we didn't win anything then.
So I just think that John Henry, if I'm him, you know, he's 70 years old.
What else he got to do?
Life is good. This is fun. You know, you go to Fenway 81 times a year. He likes all the stats. He likes keeping track of the stuff.
Fenway 81 times a year?
Right.
Dennis Drinkwater, maybe.
I'll tell you what. You want to go to Fenway 81 times a year? Buy a luxury box.
After you sell the team
for $4 billion.
And he's not there 81 times a year.
No. I see him as enjoying the situation.
Okay.
I think, now the Globe, I'm not so sure.
Get a lifetime luxury box as part of the sale.
Yeah.
You know, you can have access whenever you want.
I'm not getting that feeling. I know that's out there a little bit. I'm not getting that feeling.
No, all right.
I'm not.
Paulie in the truck on Zdeno Chara last night. Paulie.
Hey, what's up, boys? Long time no speak. So hey, Paulie. I haven't called you guys in a while. Paulie. So, what's up?
What's up, my man?
One of you guys is so sick in your head. My head popped up right over the counter there at the game against Pittsburgh. There you were. We get the old handshake and let's go. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. I saw you at the game.
Start of the year.
I'm a good luck thing. My friends are all asking, Paul, you going to go say hi to Zoe before the game starts? Said, that's right. So I went over there.
That's nice.
I love you guys. You know that.
Yeah.
The main targets.
Mutual.
Hey, All Saints Day's coming. Gronk will be back soon. I told you guys when he retired, you know, he won't let Brady down. There's no way. He's not going to leave Tommy hanging. It ain't going to happen. All right, offensive line.
What do you think Tommy calls him?
We need a left tackle. I'm telling you, we need an anchor, somebody to ground that line and and give it a sense of an identification. I mean, they just
or identity. Identity is the word. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Well, not having Andrews is tough. You know, I think he's Karras is going to be all right. He works out. He's a smart kid. He's going to stay out of trouble.
I never thought he'd be in trouble.
He'll improve. He'll continue to improve. And he'll have a bit of help here and there when those two solid guys that we have. Yeah. But we need that tackle. I'm still pounding on Trent
Chara.
Williams.
What do you got on Chara? What do you have
Chara? Chara, but Gronk will help out with that one, that Chris, but we still need a left tackle. I don't know if Wynn can stay on the field, but Chara. Now, I said last year in the playoffs that he was the worst puck handling defenseman we had. I agreed with, I guess, the first guy, the guy that was, I guess, was kind of leading this was Wiggy. But I agree with
that. That's where we check out.
That's
there.
An automatic
you
disconnect.
You agree with Wiggy. Disconnect. Hang up. Man, what are you in a windstorm out there today?
Jesus.
Paulie?
All Saints Day is coming up.
All Saints Day.
It's all amped up. When is that
good
day?
Good Catholic,
November 1st.
Is that when they carry the things down the Italian streets?
The Virgin Mary, Columbus Day.
You know what I'm talking about?
The festival.
The festival, the lights.
Well, there's one in
the Italian festival.
The Italian festival.
What's the name of that? Mother Mary Night or whatever.
Well, Columbus Day is a big one.
No, you got it. Mother Mary
Night.
They have
a fair and a carnival and all that.
Yeah, a bit more.
They throw the money.
Is Paulie on record as saying Gronk is back November 1st?
Yes, he's been saying that for many months now.
Okay.
And today is the 4th of October, so he's running out of time.
Yes. The day after All Hallows Eve, Gronk will return. He's not coming back. He's not.
His most recent comments.
Oh, so
to Vic Carucci.
You think he's coming back?
I mean, more convinced than ever.
You think he's coming back?
What are you hearing? You heard the caller yesterday tell you don't play dumb anymore. Call you out. Said no more playing dumbzo.
It's not playing.
I know nothing. It's like Antonio Brown. I know nothing.
He represented well in his deposition, from what it sounds like.
Oh, did you see that story?
I read the story. It's phenomenal.
Ooh, cuckoo.
Phenomenal.
You read that, Dan?
Yeah, it's like he can't be an adult.
No.
You think he can't function?
To think that anybody on this team still is going to pout about him not being around.
Patriots, by the way, you owe $9 million. Cut your check already.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone says you're going to lose. Every lawyer in America says you're going to lose that case. Just cut him his check already.
It's a signing bonus. You signed him. You played him.
You signed him. Cut your check already. Cut your loss.
That was my point.
You owe him $9 million.
But that was my point for
pay your bills.
That week after. That I thought he was already paid a portion of that because I was told he wasn't going to take the field without any guarantees.
Pay your bills.
You know what I mean?
Pay your bills. You don't want the creditors calling you. You don't want bill collectors calling you. Pay your bills. $9 million. Antonio Brown is his name. That's the name you want to write the check out to. You owe him $5 million already. You're already $5 million in the hole to him. You're going to owe him another $4 million, but get him his money. The picks on the football card are coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We did not have a good week last week. Not a good week. It's time now for the football card, the Prime Weekly Picks, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. Zoe, you missed again last week.
Yeah, I'm not doing well. So Murray and Lushitz in this morning. Bankroll boys are on a roll.
Hardy, you're doing all right. I missed last week for the first time all season.
Oh,
Tom, missed again on UMass. But
death taxes and the Tom F.
But T-Bone didn't have the hot tip that some others had on the UMass game. There's a hot tip floating around on that one. And you didn't have that information handy like some others did. Right. That's the first thing you didn't have.
Yeah.
And I think it may have lit the fire for them. So good for you, yeah, T-Bone.
They're even making T-shirts.
Way to go.
T-shirts made.
They should be thanking you. Yeah. Maybe send you a little thank you card.
UMass?
Yeah.
Did they? They
won a game.
Did they push back at you after that? Like, did you get any of that?
Oh, no. I didn't get. No, because like they beat Team 130 and they're now Team 129.
That they might give up more points than any team in history going into that week. I mean, statistically.
We're not talking Boston College. I mean,
well, they still only gave up, 29 last week? 37, 29.
It was averaging 51.5 going in.
Yeah. Well, they only gave up 29 last week. So they're. Vast improvement.
What's Clemson? Clemson coming to BC again? Is that game going to happen?
We went 1-4 last week. The only one that hit was Jim going under 42.5 on the Patriots game. Good pick.
It's the only bet I've won all year. All three of my wins are that bet.
Are the under. Under on the Patriots games. Yeah. The better one pick you didn't hit on was the Georgia game. So
the Pats went over that week, so I would have lost on that one too.
Let's get to this week's picks. Let's do that. Take a look at this week's board of picks. I'm going to go with a game in the NFC against a team that's riding high after winning out west last week against the Rams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was going to take this too.
On the road against the Saints.
Good pick.
I'm going to take the Saints to cover the -3 at home.
Great pick.
Against the Bucs, because I think the Saints are going to use the Buccaneers as their punching bag this weekend. That's what I think is going to happen. With Teddy Bridgewater playing quarterback for them. Even with Teddy Bridgewater, who I'm not really sold on in this current go-round of Teddy Bridgewater. But
I like that.
Let's go Saints. And by the way, T-Bone was going to take this too. So we agreed. I don't know what that tells me. That sort of scares me, but T-Bone. Well,
T-Bone is 1-3 on his picks.
Yeah,
so far.
I'm 3-1. So there's some consensus.
I'm 1-1 on pro picks, though.
1-1 on pro picks. 1-1 on
500.
Pro picks. 500. 750.
1-1 on non-Mac picks.
Good record.
You make my head hurt.
Yeah. So is
okay.
What else? But I think we want to maybe piggyback off of this on this game, though. Do we not, T-Bone?
Yeah, so I'll go next. I'm taking the over in this game.
Which is?
46.5.
I like this, too.
Yeah.
I like this, too.
Why not? Why not so?
Indoors.
You haven't scored that much.
Tampa Bay will put some points up in this game.
You think so? Do you watch the Dallas Saints game the other day? Not high scoring. They're not high scoring. So you're thinking like 28-27?
No, I'm thinking like 28-20.
28-24 wins us that both of those.
Oh, I don't like that, Tom.
27-20
you do what you want,
both.
Tom. I mean, you know what you're doing.
27-20 wins both.
I like it. I love it.
I don't think they either team hits that.
I like it.
Do you want me to go? Because everyone's going to hate my pick.
Yes, let's do it. It's good.
It's a team coming off the bye week.
Pittsburgh.
Nope.
Jimmy.
They're at a team that is hiccuped a couple of times, and they're getting a lot of points. Now, this team coming off the bye, they're on the road.
This game might be off the board, Hardy, if it's the game I'm thinking of.
Jets?
Because of the recent news.
Oh.
Quarterback's out. He got ruled out 6 minutes ago.
Jets getting 13.5 at Eagles.
Oh, they're probably going to get like 17 now.
I'm not seeing it on the board.
It'll be on the board soon.
Stick with it. It's not currently on the board, though.
Eagles. Well, we're going to have to hold off.
I got to hold off till I get to Rhode Island later, so.
Okay.
So you want the Jets?
I like the Jets coming off the bye, getting a lot of points at Philly.
Conditional.
I like it.
Conditional pick.
Take it.
Jets.
Nice.
Anybody got a problem with it?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't think they're good, but that's a ton of points. Yeah. Coming off the bye?
I don't love it.
I told you.
I don't like it. Oh, a ton of points. Well, they're also terrible.
The Eagles have had 10 days off. They played Thursday night.
Oh, great. Week. Yeah.
Well, the Redskins are getting a ton of points. Anybody taking them this week?
No.
Okay. I thought somebody would.
No. Team I am taking is playing in a national game. 4:30 game that you'll be watching while you listen to Beetle on the post game. Green Bay at
Dallas.
Not
for long. The brief post game this week, right, Jim? Brief.
What happened?
We have a Celtics preseason game.
Condensed
after post game. Yes.
Jesus. Okay. Green Bay on the road at Dallas. Dallas having a tough time scoring points. Points four. They can't rush the passer. It's the flaw of the Dallas defense. I think Rodgers is going to have a field day down there. Green Bay's getting 3.5. I'm going to take it. Give me the points. They're going to win that game outright.
How's the Green Bay defense?
It's not great. how's the Dallas offense?
Well, that's my point. They don't have to be that good.
They kind of negate each other.
If they're yeah. So if they negate each other, who does the tie goes to the runner? Tie goes to the offense. If your offense isn't that good, and I don't think the Dallas offense is bad, they're just not great. But against an average at best defense.
You see that stat that Shannon Sharp has been big on this week? Dak Prescott 1-8 when Zeke Elliott is held under 75 yards rushing. They're pushing that one this week. It's been a big one that's been floating around Twitter.
So Zoe likes Green Bay getting 3.5 in Dallas.
Yeah.
Beetle?
I'm taking a game with two terrible teams.
Rodgers has got to play his ass off at some point. Like, I'm tired of damn Brady-Rodgers comparisons.
All right. I don't know that I love that one either.
I don't.
We hate it.
What's the idiot?
This will be the week we hit.
What do you got?
Probably.
I got a game with two terrible teams. Cardinals, Bengals.
Oh.
Both hired offensive coaches, right?
I'm going
over 47.5. I don't think either team can play defense. Both teams have to start playing offense at some point, right?
No.
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 The kid.
That's moronic.
That game 47.5.
That game's like at 17-14.
0-0.
We should turn this segment into picks we all hate.
How bad can you suck if five guys pick in football games?
Watch, they're all going to hit except for your Saints pick, which everyone loved. That's what happens.
So go heavy on that.
More than anything, I just don't want to pay attention to the Cardinals-Bengals game at all, even to see if it goes over.
Yeah.
At halftime, when it's 38-0 Patriots, you're going to say, oh, how's that other game going that we bet on?
Oh, is that what we're going to say?
That's what Jim thinks we're going
to
say.
No, you're going to say a lot of stuff in the booth just as filler, because you're going to have to fill the whole second half.
Well, what's stupid going to pick here?
So we've got
Dan make a pick or what?
Who?
Dan.
Can I throw one in?
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Oh!
How about this, Dan? If my pick is still off the board, we'll go with Dan's.
Okay.
You'll all thank me later. So, Sunday Night Football. Chiefs are home. Colts there. I think it's 11 now.
It is 11.
Take the Colts.
Give me the Colts to cover. Chiefs have been falling behind. You know, their day's coming up here. A little overrated.
They were in a shootout with the Lions.
Yeah.
And now they're laying 11?
They fell behind Oakland.
Are the Lions that much better than the Colts? I don't think they are. I like that pick.
Good pick, Dan.
Yeah, tomato can theory. They all come down. They all fall down. This could be their week. But covering, they're not covering. So
there you go. The bonus pick.
That's right. Brissett, the Pied Piper, going to lead us to
Wait a minute. Tom did make his pick.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He went over in the Saints game.
He piggybacked off Beatles' pick.
Over 46.5.
And you said, I don't like it because their defense is good.
You're right.
So we've got Colts plus 11, Saints minus 3, over 46.5 in that Saints-Buccaneers game. Jets conditionally plus 13.5, we think.
Could be more.
Could be more. Green Bay plus 3.5, over 47 in the Bengals-Cardinals.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org.